Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 7th of August, mostly cloudy morning here in Auroville, 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect sun through high clouds and over the night plenty of clouds. Chance on precipitation on 25% and on thunderstorm on 24%. Temperatures from low 27 to high 38 with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. And this month we already had in total 41.5 mm of rainfall measured by Charlie in Evergreen, mostly 1st and 2nd on 4th of August. Let's stay in this physical environment because Moon is full and it is in Aquarius. In short, the intensity of July 2017 has certainly been building up as we come into this month, 8-8 Lion Stargate Portal. Partial lunar eclipse on 7th to 8th, followed by the phenomenal total solar eclipse on 22nd of August. A lunar eclipse will occur tonight, continue until early next morning, and it will be visible in India and all over Asia, Europe and Africa. It will start in Indian time at 9:20 p.m. Partial phase will start at 10:52 p.m. and the maximum eclipse it will occur on 11:51 p.m. tonight. Partial eclipse will end at 12:48 a.m. and the eclipse will be over at 2:20 a.m. tomorrow morning. In short, an eclipse is a wild card, a game changer which packs a stronger energetic punch compared to an average new or full moon. It is indeed a new or full moon on steroids. And relationships are the big theme for the August lunar eclipse. Friends, family, lovers, community and our social system. And of course, the most important relationship, your relationship itself. This morning, Kavita from Youth Link visited us in studio and following a short interview with her invitation to a celebration of International Youth Day. Good morning, Kavita, and welcome again to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam.
Yeah, year is around, yeah? 12th of August is already here. You are part of the Youth Link. So what do you have prepared for your International Youth Day?
We're very happy to share with the community that we have our third International Youth Day event planned for the 12th of August. And this is Youth Link's annual event. So we try to create space for all the youth activities and projects in Orville to display themselves. The first 2 years we had our events at Bart Nivas and then at the Unity Pavilion.
And they were huge, no?
They were huge events. They were very successful. We had youth projects and art exhibitions and stalls. But this year, actually, we're trying to scale down a little bit in some sense, and we're trying to create a bit more of a focus topic. So we're trying to bring the community together on the theme of peace and prosperity. We want to do it every year at a different location. Mm-hmm. And we felt the Mahalakshmi Park was really at the center of Orville and a space that's not been used yet. So we wanted to activate that. And it will be from 4, we will hold a workshop space where we can explore these qualities. But from 5 onwards, we will have a lot more music and activities and games. We have different discussion points. We've invited different members from services to also get involved and activate the conversation. And we hope that many newcomers will join as well, and any age group, in fact, because these qualities are applicable to all. But the event will include different simple activities to look at the qualities through games, through a film screening in the evening, and we will also have a collective meditation and hopefully some performances by the youth. And we would like to just bring generations together, different statuses, no matter what you are, newcomer, volunteer, Orvillian, or perhaps even guests are inspired. We believe that these collective spaces are really important.
So all are welcome on Saturday, 12th of August.
Yes, please come.
4 p.m. onward at Mahalakshmi Park. Aveda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Miriam.
See you next time. Working committee informs us on new members of governing board, which they've been appointed by the HRD ministry. And the next governing board meeting is scheduled this weekend, 12th and 3rd of August. Interaction with the community and lots of presentations on progress, they're going to be delivered to them. From Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone comes invitation to Festival Alpona, which will be celebrated from 12th of August to 22nd of August at Bharat Nivas. Inauguration of the function will be on 12th at 5 p.m. Details of the five major events, painting exhibition, workshop, Arbinda Sangeet, textile exhibition and workshop, Bangla Gaan, Alpona workshop, can be found in the separate poster which are being shared and as an attachment for us. On Thursday, 10th of August at 3:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to the program or seminar on GST and its applicability in brief at Oroville by C.A. Rajendra Kumar, practicing chartered accountant and senior partner of Sanjeev Shah and Associates Chartered Accountants from Chennai. He is the head indirect taxation practice of the firm. It's being arranged exclusively to clear and understand the new tax regime of GST for Oroville. Hence, it is much welcome to have your queries and questions well in advance, so to reach them by 9th of August at omega@oroville.org in. So, Thursday, 10th of August at 3:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. Taiwanese culture events are coming to the end. Third event, Taiwanese Cuisine Workshop and Tasting, it will be held on 13th of August at 10 a.m. at Arovello. Minimum contribution to the cost of food is required, and donation to the venue and send money to the Taiwanese Pavilion welcome. At Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas, Oroville Experience, they continue with their exploration from the last year, and the next meeting would be on Friday, 11th of August at 4 p.m. at the same place. And they will take up the study of synthesis of yoga of Sri Aurobindo. Within celebration of Independence Day and Sri Aurobindo's birthday, 15th of August, Oroville Badminton Tournament is going on, and the final matches will take place on 19th of August at Certitude Badminton Court. Basketball League Independence Cup is coming up this week, and it's internal basketball league for the 6 Oroville basketball clubs registered with the Puducherry Basketball Association. And the concept of this league is to celebrate Sri Aurobindo's birthday and the Indian Day Independence Day through the basketball league in Oroville. Next Monday, 14th of August, we are invited to the Learning Community Base Camp next to Baraka to a fun dimension. Event will start at 6 p.m. and it promises a night of fun and food to raise funds for the TLC new multi-purpose classroom. Suggested contribution is 300 for our villains and 400 for the guests. But of course, you are very much welcome to be generous with more. Tickets you can get at Solar Kitchen between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 5th and 12th of August, and you can also stop at TLC to get them, or you can get them online. Savi is happy to invite volunteers and guests to discover Oroville through Volunteer Introducing Program, VIP, a four-day discovery journey in Oroville for long-term volunteers and interns on 9th, 10th, 11th and 14th of August between 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You will explore Oroville history, bioregion life, spiritual insight, environmental projects, educational activities and much more. You need to register at study@oroville.org. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen film on health and psychology, Dr. Alois Pandey's interview by Narahat, made by Richard Eckenberger. Within Eye opening movies on series on Wednesday, 9th of August at Unity Pavilion, Open Sesame, The Story of Seeds. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. there was screen Indian drama thriller, A Death in the Gun, made in India in 2016 and directed by Konakora Sen Sharma. Tomorrow, Italian comedy, Summer and Fall, made in Italy in 2003 and directed by Maria Scola Tunguzzi. And on Wednesday, interesting documentary, Vexed from Cover Up to Catastrophe, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Andrew Wakefield. The mother wrote, "Look into the depths of your heart and you will see the divine presence. With my blessings." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orgelradio.org.